abiding in Islam. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Parenting in Islam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching the first episode of our series, Parenting in Islam. Let's start our episode and series by listening to an excellence of reciting Durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There is a blissful statement of the final Prophet of Allah azza wa jal wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Whoever recites salat upon me, his salat reaches me. I pray for his forgiveness, and other than this, 10 good deeds are written for him. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, before listening to this episode, make sure you make some good intentions. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. That is, a believer's intention is better than his action. And remember two points. Firstly, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain. And if there is no good intention, there is no good reward. So make the intentions that firstly, you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Whatever you learn in this episode and understand in this episode, you'll try to share it and apply it in your life. And you'll watch this episode till the very end. Whenever you hear Sallu al-Habib, you will recite Durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our topic for today is raising purposeful children. Remember, providing a good upbringing to children is like the backbone in the reformation of society. When children become pious and Islamic teachings are instilled in their character, then society will develop with peace and tranquility. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Azza wa Jal states in part 28, Surah Tahreem, verse number 6, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, O believers, save yourselves and your families from the fire, the fuel of which are humans and stones. Sayyidina Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states in the commentary of this verse in Tafsir Durr-e Mansur, when the merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam recited this verse, the honorable Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in inquired, O Messenger of Allah azza wa jal wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, how shall we save our family members from the fire of hell? So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam replied, command them of the acts that are beloved to Allah Almighty and prohibit them from the acts that are disliked by Allah Almighty. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have come to learn from this verse and its commentary that it's important to rectify ourselves, and it is also necessary to provide Islamic education and upbringing to children. Therefore, everyone should provide Islamic education to his family members and all those who are under his responsibility. Similarly, he should nurture them according to Islamic teachings so that they are successful in being protected by the hellfire. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, tale-telling, ostentation, deceiving, backbiting are such things that a child should be encouraged to abstain from them from a young age. Because children that have not reached puberty yet may not get the sin for it. But these childhood habits become so frequent that it becomes difficult to stay away from them. Especially backbiting and tale-telling. These are such traits that distance brothers from sisters, sisters from brothers, and parents from their children. Because of these, families are ruined, so much so that it leads to fighting and quarreling. Therefore, we should abstain ourselves from backbiting and tale-telling and encourage our children to abstain from them as well. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, as we heard before that children are gifts from Allah Azza wa Jal for which parents have a duty for care. Parenting is an art that has to be learned for raising children with robust values and skills to live as good human beings requires foresight and wisdom. Unfortunately, all too often, parents focus their energy on equipping children with skills to succeed in work and education, but neglect their spiritual and Islamic and ethical well-being to succeed in the hereafter. This inattention has lifelong impacts on the child who may, for example, grow up to be a doctor, but remain completely devoid of basic morals and humanity. As their upbringing did not inform them of the importance of helping others, their goal will simply be to earn money and nothing else. No matter how severe a patient comes before him or how dire the circumstances are, this doctor will now be totally apathetic. Until his fees are paid, he will not raise a hand to help anyone. On the other hand, if mindfulness of Allah Almighty was instilled in his heart since childhood, he would grow up to be a virtuous Muslim whose heart brims with love for Allah and subsequently for his creation. And his actions would be driven by genuine care for people, not money. There are a host of negative examples similar to this found around us, which stem all from parents not ensuring their children grow up to become upright Muslims. The upbringing, education, and development of a child, including their shaping into proactive members of the society and virtuous Muslims, is pivotally dependent on the parents' level of education and demeanor. Hadith states, there is no child born except upon natural disposition, that is fitrat, but it is his parents who turn him to Judaism, Christianity, or Zoroastrianism. As Muslims, parents are responsible for raising their child the correct way. Here are a few pointers that could help. Aim to nurture your children into steadfast Muslims. Plant the seeds of love for Allah into their hearts, which will flourish into a lifelong and unshakable connection with their Lord. Nothing in this world will then be able to erode their faith. Teach them the basic pillars of Islam so that they are not led astray by any misguidance of this world. Leading by example, raise them to embody the Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam character and have great manners. In this way, they will spread the message of Islam with their character, people skills, and politeness. If they instead harbor detestable personalities, their ill conduct may lead to others disparaging Islam. Your children should be taught to work hard so they do not grow to become lazy. Although not exhaustive, this list of the things that I just told you provides key aims of rearing children. If you keep these objectives in mind, inshallah, there is great hope that your children will grow into respectable Muslims of unshakable faith, sound mind, and sublime character. The vices and evils we see around us will not deter them from their goals. Wherever they are, they will single-mindedly strive for success in the hereafter. Such offspring brings about prosperity to their surroundings and those around them. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, concluding our episode, we leave a message that teach your children whatever of this world you please, but do not neglect their spiritual well-being, their relationship with Islam, and their commitment to Allah Almighty. No matter how many worldly responsibilities, no matter how high their worldly status, their faith shall remain preserved. They shall strive towards bettering their hereafter alongside earning and working. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq to rear our children according to the Islamic principles. Ameen. Bijahin Nabir Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. We'll be back with another episode. Sallu Alal Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam.
Parenting in Islam. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah.